Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Showers. 49 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Showers. 49 degrees.
WAW. Good morning. Fox is lost. What's up? How you doing this morning? I'm about more on schedule for a normal landing time. Hanging in there. This rain's pissing me off, but we're here. It's fall in almost June. And yeah, same here. I'm taking a different route to work because 53 the last 3 days has been a plus 12 to 15 minutes on my commute for whatever reason, I don't know. Yeah, that's odd. I wonder what's going on. Anywho, I'm making my approach here to 16 mile. Got to decide whether I'm going to take 16 across or whether I'm going to shoot all the way up to 59. So, those are usually my two rips east, 16 or 59. Probably do 16, plus don't go past. Get to the diagonal road a little sooner. So, anyhow, I'm supposed to do yard work this week. My son took the week off, and, you know, and then we get this, so. Like, really? I mean, he wanted to also do some things. He wanted to, you know, do some bike riding and some other stuff. And Piper's leaked his head off in a while, and it has to do this. Go figure. This has been by far the worst spring I can remember as far as weather and moisture. I mean, I guess it's a good thing, right? Like, we need rain, obviously, but it seems like it rains 3-4 days a week, every week. I heard you on the other side. You guys found it. It's got to be VHF, the just ups and downs, and that's far out. I was at, like, 35-mile road. But, yeah, I think this is going to be my new commute. There's no traffic. I mean, it's all back roads, but there's no traffic. No BS on 53, no lights. I'm with you. I think the path of least resistance to get there, I got to look and see how many extra miles it is, but I don't think it's too many because I'm heading east and then going south, and the only thing I got to worry about is this deer that I'm about to hit. What route are you taking now if you're not taking 59? So I just ran Dryden Road east to Glover to go south. It's just country roads, you know, east and south, east and south, east and south until I get on a blank. Oh, okay, yeah, Romeo Plank, I think, turns into what, K-Pack Road, when you get north of Armada? Is that right? Yeah, Romeo Plank, is it north? I can't remember now. Romeo Plank. I think it's north that turns into K-Pack. So, you don't want to go that far. So, yeah, I'm not sure what happens to Romeo Plank north of 32. I get kind of foggy on that. Plank north of K-Pack. I'm sorry, north of Armada doesn't exist, I don't think. K-Pack Road is a mile east or west of Plank. So basically I ran K-Pack down to hit Armada Center, and then Armada Center a mile west to hit Plank, and then I can run Plank all the way to why does it say Garfield? Oh, I'm taking the roundabout to Garfield. That's what I want you to do. You're north of Boardman, or are you? My house? Yeah, I'm about, I don't know, 6 miles north of Boardman, 5 miles. All right, so you're in Lapeer. Because I know I've ripped, I don't think it's called Boardman when it comes out on the Van Dyke. I think it's got some other name, but I've ripped that route a few times. It's not horrible. Ebling? Is Ebling right in there? Yeah, they're all kind of east-west roads that kind of end up going north-south for a little bit. Ebling is right by the fire station, just north of, just south of 35-mile road, I think. Maybe just north of it, right there somewhere. And then Boardman and Kidder are a couple miles north of that, and those kind of run all diagonally. It's not bad driving if you're okay with dirt. Like, right now, I wouldn't take those because your car would be brown, but there's plenty of other ways around things over there, thankfully. But when town gets backed up, I usually run east or west to get around it and then get my way to Dryden Road. It's the beauty of everything out there is it's just a grid.
Right, I never can remember which one is. Armada Ridge, I think, is the one that runs kind of like cattywampus from 32 up in Armada, and then it's back down and ties back into 32 just before Richmond. I think that's Armada Ridge, and then Armada Center is the one that runs straight where the fire station is. Is that correct? So that one I think I've ran a few times, and that gets me over there by Scotch Settlement and Ebling and all that stuff, and I've ripped that straight across. But, you know, it's south of you, so you could probably find some roads north of there to get you in that vicinity. But, tons of fun. And now I remember, Romeo Plank, it goes north of 32 about a mile, and then it basically turns into Armada Ridge, doesn't it? You're close. I think you had it half right. So, yeah, Ridge is the one that runs out of town called Main Street, and that'll run you to 32. I should say Wolcott, then to 32. And then you've got Center, which is basically 35 Mile Road, and that's where Romeo Plank dead ends.
Okay,
it doesn't dead end. It turns out.
Roger. Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to, I know it gets a little cattywampus up there, so, but I can kind of remember it. Anyhow, we had somebody else chime in there with you, double, and not sure who it was. I think I heard a K is about it. Go ahead, whoever it was. Flooded right out, so try it again. Alright, pretty rough copy. I caught K and I think it's DMR, Bill. So we'll send it over to Dakota and then see if maybe you can improve your signal a little bit. Dakota?
I think it's KATMR. It's Phil. Phil, where are you at? I don't know what's going on, but you're a little rough. How's this? Any better? That's better. What'd you change?
Yeah, sorry. I was stuck in traffic on the exit ramp on 3 to 59. Usually around there, I switch over to Warren, but I think I switch back to Richmond.
You had me nervous, my termination was bad.
Well, you sound good now, so whatever you're doing. Somebody's got a plate in front of me in a Cadillac SUV. It's 3OWIE. I think it's Bowie. I think is what they're trying to get at there. The 3 kind of looks like a B without the back on it. Who knows? Anyhow, morning, Phil.
Yeah, I just heard you guys wanted to say morning to you. Dakota, I want to tell you, you made a good choice by not taking 53, because we've been stuck on the exit ramp to 59 for quite a while now, on our way to Beaumont for the wife's appointment. Another beautiful rainy day, but like I said, I heard you guys just want to jump in there and say good morning, see how it's coming through, and while I'm sitting here.
Yeah, the last couple days I've learned that I just need to beep off around it, and now I'm at 24 in Garfield, and it's been an easy drive. My confusion is how you're getting into Richmond better from 53 and 59 than you were Warren.
Let me make sure I got it. Yeah, so, yeah, if that's the case, I am really curious. I heard it the other way. I thought he switched to Warren. He was accidentally on Romeo or something, or Richmond. Now he's on Warren. I hope that's the case, because, yeah, you're right. Shouldn't be better on Richmond there. And, yeah, well, hopefully you'll get there. Hopefully you've left yourself enough time for your appointment. I assume Beaumont Troy. So it won't be bad once you get on the 59. Shouldn't be bad, I should say. Can't honestly say it won't be, but it shouldn't be. So hopefully you got plenty of time to get to your appointment there. And clarify maybe, did you switch to Warren or did you switch to Richmond? Because now I'm a little confused.
No, I was on Warren, getting on the exit ramp to 59. Then I switched to Richmond,
And Richmond is currently what I'm on now. Same kind of situation the other day, Sean, when I talked to you. I was on Warren, like Hall and Shaner, and you said it was kind of hard to come through. Out of curiosity, what frequency is that? Let's see, it's the 442-225. Huh, that rules that out, Sean. Yeah, I see what you did there. But, I know I got issues down there at Warren, and that, you know, just really puts the emphasis on it. If you're making Richmond at M53 and Bandite, you're almost full flying. You can't even make Warren. I got problems. So I was there the other day looking at it, but I didn't have test equipment. I was just there to do something else, and I was looking around for a bad jumper or something along those lines. So I'm going to have to take the full suite of artillery down there and troubleshoot it. So. Oh, well, I'm on it right now. I'm on Warren, and I am at 16-mile approaching Grosbeck, so you might comment on how my signal is into it from here, which should normally be its full quieting area. Go ahead, Bill. Yeah, I just switched back to Warren. I don't know how I'm sounding now. John, you're coming in clear, full quieting. Sounding good. I'm on UMP, and both of you sound good now. Phil, you might have a little swirling, but if you're in between traffic and whatnot on that ramp, I'm not surprised. But Sean, you sound normal. Yeah, I just switched over to UMP as well. So, I just got to find myself a coffee this morning. So I don't know if I'm going to go in to work first. I think I will. I think I'll get the coffee. I think when I get in, I got to go do some running around. I got to go pick up a repeater. I got another repeater. Yay.
There's coffee on the shelf. Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Dakota, what frequency was the one you're on? The UMP, I believe you're saying? I can try switching over to that.
Morning, Dom. 443-625. I want to say the PL is 154. I could be wrong. I want to say it's 154. It's a weird one. But this one, anything on the east side, pretty much all the way to Armada, really, UMP will cover.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that one in, and I'm not going to be able to do it while I'm driving. So, back to you, Sean. Yeah, hold on, my phone's blowing up, and they call, and then they hang up. They call, and they hang up, and it's one of my dispatch centers, so I got to figure out what the hell's going on here. Go ahead, Tom.
I just heard you guys talking, and I'm actually out early today. I'm so happy. Good morning to everybody, and hope you have all nice to drive. Tim Hortons, if you can't find a Tim Hortons, don't you have, like, a bag of coffee? Well, God knows how old that stuff is.
I need to start drinking coffee again and stop buying Red Bulls every morning.
Okay, let me see if I got it. I don't know what's going on. I'm close enough to work. You know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to stop with the Starbucks and the... I'm even going to be careful with my lunch. I'm going to see if I can get fiscally responsible for a few weeks here and see how I wear it.
That would be a good thing. And I was told I have to increase my protein, so see how that goes. change starting as of today, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah, you can drink more coffee, Dakota. It's actually good for you.
I used to drink a ton of coffee. As soon as it breaks like 40 degrees, I lose interest in hot drinks. And the other problem is I'll drink 3 to 4 cups of coffee versus one energy drink. Phil, are you a coffee guy or are you a Monster Red Bull guy? I mean, you pull those 24-hour shifts. What do you get through with?
I am not a coffee guy. Try not to do the Monsters, but I have a horrible addiction to the Diet Mountain Dew, which I'm trying to cut back on, but it always creeps back up and gets me. So I am at least not too many, but that's how I start my morning off, with a Diet Mountain Dew, and usually sip on it throughout the day.
I don't think I've ever had Diet Mountain Dew. I drink, I love Diet A&W and Diet Burners and Diet Squirt. Those three I kind of rotate. I'll do a Diet Pepsi or a Diet Coke if there's nothing else, because Diet Pop selection is usually pretty poor in most party stores. So I'll do a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi. I prefer a Diet Pepsi if I got to pick a cola. But I've never tried that one. I wasn't a regular Mountain Dew, you know, big-time drinker. So maybe that's why. Anyhow, I'm pulling up here at work, gentlemen. That should carry on, and talk to everybody a little later. W8FU.
Well, enjoy the day, Sean. 73DU. And I have to jump off as well, because now it's time for all my morning phone calls. 73, good morning, everybody. Enjoy your day at work, and a happy Thursday. KCAKJL.
All right, guys, good timing. I'm making my last Michigan left here, and then I'm pulling in the office. So, Phil, I'm going to clear out as well. Everyone have a good day. I hope your wife's appointment goes well, and catch up with everyone later. NADBF, I'll be clear.
All right, sounds good. I'm finally getting off at DeQuinder now, so we're about to pull in also. You guys as well, have a good day, and I'm sure we'll talk later. K8GMR.
Good morning, 0800 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, showers, 47 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, showers, 47 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Showers. 49 degrees.
W-8-B-E-S.
W-8-B-E-S. Hello, Bruce. Your ears burning?
Not really. Just wondering what you're doing.
Oh, you know, the grind. Matter of fact, I'm playing with your old phone. Nikki just came in here and said, hey, is Bruce's phone forwarded to the shop or somewhere? I said, I don't know. Let me check. And I was just leaving a voicemail on your old phone when you chimed in here.
Yeah, I talked to George the other day. Did he get his issues are all straightened out, aren't they?
I think so. He just had some questions about, you know, he didn't want to lose any of those upgrades on that encryptor. So I think he's straightened them out on that. He's out doing that right now.
Okay, good.
Man, this case you got for this thing is like Fort Knox.
I've never tried to take it off. Yeah, it's a pretty good case. I've been doing a whole lot of, not much, at home. Got a dog recuperating from the ACL repair on the other leg now. So I've got to keep her calm and not jumping around. So I've just been hanging out, haven't been doing much. Tomorrow I plan to stop by the shop and hop off that pan and do some other stuff. I got to do some running around.
All right, that works. Although I'm about 50-50 on whether I'm going to take it off or not. Depends on the weather. I got to talk to my son. He took off yesterday. We both took off yesterday to do yard work, and it was wet and miserable, so we didn't get nearly anything done we wanted to. But I debated on whether I'd take Friday, so I don't know. May or may not. But it doesn't matter. Know your way around.
Well, I gotcha. I'm noticing a lot of conversations on this phone when I'm on the FBI hub is sound real distance, and you know they're weak signals. You can barely understand them. Is that because they're maybe up in Richmond or somewhere instead of coming through the Warren repeater?
No, it shouldn't matter. It's all just a matter of levels on the system. I can't say that I've noticed that, so I'll have to. Now, the people that are all connected, like you and I are both connected up via the VoIP connection, so we're going to be very loud and clear to one another. And coming in off the network could be variable. So, but no, it shouldn't be any reason, you know, besides system levels or their audio is low.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, I got to jump. Got some things I got to do. WNFU.
WAPES.
WAFU, ABAP here.
NAKPP.
Yo.
Are you there?
I am here.
Let me head your way. It's a good time.
Hi, if you don't mind hanging out for a bit, waiting on Phil. He'll probably be quarter after 12:30. So as long as you're not worried about dragging your feet, waiting around, then no problem.
All right. Can't drive then. And it could be.
WAFU, AB and Pier.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees.
WAFU, AB and Pier.
What's up, Philip?
Just looking for Sean. I'm supposed to meet up with him.
Ditto. He must have gotten busy because I talked to him on the bat phone. So I think we're heading towards the same place.
Okay, I'm just leaving work here shortly, so I wanted to know what direction to head.
I'm meeting him at his workplace, so if it changes, I'll have him call you, or if he gets available, well, you'll be on the radio anyways, or maybe there are a few shows long enough that he hears us. One of the three.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I just got to finish up some things here, and then I'm going to be on the road shortly. See you in a bit. AB at Pier.
Don't forget my dual digital via UHF radio. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I'll pull one out of stock. Well, I offered and I found one for you, but anyways, see you in a bit. ABAP here.
Yeah, I know. That's, with that radio, there's too many variables. You know that as well as I do. So, I talk to you in a bit. I'm probably 8 minutes out of his place, so we'll see you soon.
WAFU, ABAP. You still there, Wally?
Thank you.
Hey, Phil, if we do, what did I say? Portillo's. How far out are you?
10 minutes.
All right, we're rolling now.
All right, see you there. ABAP. Wait, what? Portillo's? Where? Wouldn't you like to know? It's out in the boonies. M59. If you're in the area, join us. ABAP.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees.
wearing period. It's just, got some heft.
All right, if we don't find something close to the garage door, then I guess you can pull up to the front door. We can offload it. Or I can get a hand truck or a cart.
All right, 2DT.
Go ahead. GMC, you'll be right there by the garage.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Showers. 50 degrees.
KPP.
Hello, Jim.
What up?
Oh, hang for my next adventure, as always.
Where are you?
Island Park.
Let's try our channel.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Showers. 50 degrees.
W4XED, this is W3LNS.
W3LNS, W4XED.
I just left the parking lot. I should be home about 15 minutes or so.
Sounds good. My interview went pretty good, so I'll have to tell you about that when you get home. And I ran up to the store and got a few things, but I figured we could go shopping when we get up to Gladwin.
Not bad. Okay. I'm going to take this driving, so I'll see you in about 1588. W3LNS, W4XED, I'll be listening.
Okay, I grabbed the mail, so we don't have to pick that up. So 88 and W4XED, this is W3LNS, signing out.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
W8FU. Good afternoon. This is the second time I've heard you call out, but I figured you were looking for somebody. And I just sat quiet. But now, just making sure you know that your radio is getting out, and at least I heard you. W8RCY. Yeah, no, I was just making the rounds, just putting some noise out in the ether. Oh, man. I'm a little late tonight, so I probably missed whatever drive time there was. Just heading home now. No, I missed the morning drive time because I was on the phone that early in the morning taking care of some racing stuff. But, yeah, so. And I really haven't heard much this afternoon. And, yeah, it is a little late. You're just heading home now. You must have had to stay after school. What'd you do to get yourself in trouble? Well, Wally and Phil and I met up. We had lunch, and then we worked on Phil's repeater for a while, the new one he just picked up. Then got done with that, and I went and I worked on the new 25 repeater. Got that all working. So I got a little bit to do on that and get that deployed. So it was a good day. Got a lot of stuff done, so that's why I'm late. I stayed late to work on that 25 repeater, get it working. And it was the first thing I wanted. And when I finally got it, I applied the what I got, and I, bingo, that did it. I'm like, yes. So all in all, pretty good. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. It sounds like it was a well-productive day. Hey, and you got fed, too. You know, I mean, you guys, wherever you went to lunch. But, yeah, so, double productive day. Repeaters built, two of them, and food in the tummy. That's always good. That's like a dessert. All right, well, I will let you get home and, you know, unwind and relax and chill out and, that's about it, I guess, about all I can say. I mean, I'm already relaxing for the day. I just got out of the shower about 15 minutes ago. I took my evening shower. Just stood underneath that new shower head and just went, ah, it feels good. I don't want to move. And that was pretty much it. Well, that sounds good. When I take a shower in the morning, I'm usually pretty good, but today I don't know what it is. I feel like I could use another shower. I wasn't particularly doing anything that would have warranted it, but it just is what it is. So I guess the real question is, are you closed? Can you leave the room? That's the big question of the day. Well, I caught absolutely, and that's about it. The rest was all noise. Absolutely is the answer, and if I go down the hallway, I might have to put shoes on or something because I'm currently barefoot. I see. Well, you probably want to put shoes on then. Are you delivering something in the way of maybe Chinese pizza
for Mapo? No, but I do gotta make a quick stop, and I'm late, and I don't wanna be long, so I am jumping on 696 in a half a mile, so that puts me about, I don't know, 10 minutes out, maybe. I'll make it work. I thought you might. Actually, I'm sitting at the light at Martin and Grosbeck in front of the Yolk and Toast. My son and I ate there yesterday morning, as a matter of fact. Now we're rolling, so. Anywho, once I'm on the freeway, I don't imagine it's 10 minutes, but I got a minute or so to get on. Anyhow, I'll be there in 15 anyhow. One shoe on, one shoe to go. All right, I'll give a call as I'm getting off the freeway. W8FU. Copy. W8RCY. Figure what Chinese pizza with maple would be. I don't even know what MAPO is. I've heard that term a couple of times recently, and I just, no idea. Nor do I know what Chinese pizza is, so I'm just confused on all fronts. I said MAPO like a tree. Chinese pizza with MAPO. Okay, I'm slightly less confused. I just know the meaning of one more word.
Yep, I was confused too. So, sounds like I really need to get reprogramming my HD.
Are you talking about the MIP 25 machine?
Yep, yep. Although probably won't even really use it until I get to work.
Further explanation?
The Chinese pizza or the flip, the 25 machine?
No, when Sean was mentioning he was coming towards my way, I said, are you bringing pizza or are you bringing Chinese? Or even better, MAPO. MAPO was a hot cereal back in the 60s that competed with cream of wheat, Quaker oats, and things like that. And MAPO is a code word for what I believe Sean is actually bringing me. It's an unbreakable code because only one person knows it.
Yeah, I haven't heard of either end of that, so.
Well, I'm looking at Mount Clemens, I'm on the Warren repeater. See, I can barely see the Warren repeater site from where I'm at, and I'm about 80 feet up in the air. That and a Chinese maple pizza will get you a signal. Stepping into an elevator.
I just wonder what a Chinese pizza would be like. Some rice with chicken or something? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know, every time you turn around I hear that, did you know that was actually invented in China? Spaghetti, that's actually Chinese. Pizza, that's actually Chinese. I don't know if that's true or not, but
I don't think it is, but I hear stupid stuff like that all the time.
I think the, was it the pizza was actually an American dish or something? Maybe that's the thing you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe noodles were a, you know, Chinese invention. I don't know. Noodles got to be ancient, so makes sense. Seeing as their civilizations predate most of Western civilization, so wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, as far as pizza, I thought that it was an Italian dish, but just very different from what Americans know as pizza. This is what I've been told, what I read once or what I heard. I have no idea if this is even remotely accurate, but I heard that pizza was just a way of, you know, they'd have leftover bread and they'd have leftover ingredients from pasta, you know, from the day before, and so they would just slap together and, you know, it was just whatever leftovers they had on whatever bread they had left over. That was pizza. The form that it has over here is significantly different, you know. But that's what I had heard.
The Italian chopped salad
could be. Anyhow, I am sitting at the light on 11 Mile Road, about two cars back from DeQuinter. About to make my turn after the light changes, so I am a minute or so out.
Copy that. We'll be waiting. We're on solid ground now.
These kids are growing up. I had a meeting at the middle school for next year for the kids moving on up.
How far are you from the old, are they still over near Fred?
Yep, they're about half a mile from Fred.
And how far is that for you?
Right at 30 minutes. If there's anything I want to do down that way, it's 30 minutes, no matter where I go. 30 minutes to school, 30 minutes to the apartment, 30 minutes to the middle school, 30 minutes to Ski Hill. Just everything's 30 minutes, apparently.
Well, there you go. 30 minutes. All right, I am turning into Donald's complex. I'm going to get off the Ray Didio here. I'll be back in a minute because I want to get home. So I'll be back in just a few. For only a minute. I got about 2 minutes from here to home. I'll be back. W8FU.
I'll be holding my breath. Immediately.
Okay, the Maple Mobile.
Ooh, it's starting to turn blue there.
Yeah, I could have actually probably started talking 20 seconds ago, so, whoa, what the hell is up with that idiot? Okay, they didn't want to run over the little old lady. I don't blame them, I guess.
Yeah, that'd probably be, advisable.
Yeah, there was a car in front of me making a right. I was making a left, and they started driving, then they jammed on their brakes, and they were not far enough over to the right, so I had to kind of, like, react. And I looked at what was going on. There was a woman with a walker
that was kind of off to the side of them. They were on my right, and off to the side of them was this woman in walker who was trying to cross the street as they were turning right. So they were not aware of the situation until it was like jam on the brakes, almost causing me to, you know, because they were too far over, almost giving me some grief. Whatever, it was just more of a, it was more of a, ooh, what's going on, than anything.
Yep, yeah, as long as everybody avoid taking out the pedestrian and getting the points. But Tuesday I went into work and a duck with its whole family was crossing the highway. I tried to move but did not make it.
Oh my God, you're a duckling killer. Little baby ducks. I love little baby ducks, but not Lance's truck.
Yeah, I'm a monster. It was a semi on the right of me, and they came out of the, being hidden by the semi and got over as far as I could and just 1 minute Mama was there, 1 minute Mama wasn't.
Oh my God, Lance, little orphan ducklings. Oh, how do you sleep?
Yeah, it's rough. Maybe even took out some of the little ducklings, I don't know, but not a thrilling.
Well, I'm gonna let you just ponder what a foul situation that was. All right, I'm home. W8FU.
Sound like Grandpa.
Yeah.
The bad foul jokes. 7-3 AB1.
Preschool graduation.
Oh, you finally graduated.
Took me a long time to learn my colors.
You're a next brain, you only need one brain.
Two, one for drawing and one for a snack.
That's cool that your little one, because it's preschool, so kindergarten in the fall.
Yes, sir, so I really don't know what I'm in for. I don't know how these things go. But I was told I got to be there at 7, so I'll be there at 7.
And I'm going to be just up the road from here on, so I'm going to go to ARP's meeting tonight.
Where's that at?
MISD building in front of the college.
Oh, yeah, you're right down the road.
Yeah, they're going to teach us wind leak tonight, so I think it's going to be pretty fun. Something new.
You on your way there right now, or is that later?
On my way now. I'm at South and Livernois. Figured I'm not going to take M53 ditch it right down South Boulevard so I get to Ryan to Quinder, and then I'll jump from there. I think it's the easiest way to go.
So far, 59 seems all right, but I did see on the Elmont Facebook group that there was a, I don't know, there was a backup at 53 off of Ebling. I don't know what's going on over there, but hopefully it's gone. My GPS says it's gone, but we'll see.
My coworker and I just left Optic and South Boulevard. So he's heading north, going through the back roads to get over to Wiley. And then I'm just going down to the college, and then I'll pick up Garfield after that, go through the back roads to Armada.
I ran back roads to work today, and I think I'm going to continue to do that until this 53 BS is done. I don't know if you ever go down 53 in the morning, but the last week, it's backed up like a mile and a half.
Yeah, you just want to go, like, over your neck of the woods for work? I'll take, what do I do? Well, I'm going to, like, Romeo Plank through Armada, and I'll take Romeo Plank. And then it turns into Garfield, band 25, and I just keep going straight. And I'll hit right on the whole road, past a bunch of stuff.
That's exactly what I did this morning. I ran over to K-Pack, ran that down in the center, and then ran over to Plank, and then shot that all the way to Hall.
Yeah, that's the easiest way. You can at least get the 26 from Romeo to Plank. Then you just do the circle jerk and then jump right on 53 from there. Hopefully it's not too bad.
Not at all, and I think it's within a minute or two commute time. The mileage is pretty damn close, too, so I think that's going to be my new preferred way of commuting. I can't stand driving 53 in the morning. Unless it's early, then it's fine.
I avoid 53 and Hall Road like the plague. The only time I go over there is if I'm forced to go over there. Besides that, I hate being in that area. And the thing is, I used to live in that area. Now I can't stand being anywhere near it.
I'm with you. The city is not for me. I live where I live for a reason, but I don't mind Hall Road. Ever since they did the giant project, to me, it flows enough to where I don't hate it. It's 53 that is the scary thing because it's traffic isn't getting any lighter and 53 isn't getting any bigger.
One lane of traffic and then two lanes of traffic. Yeah, let's just leave them all in there. Redoing M59 the way that it is way more efficient. It's bumper to bumper, but if you time the lights just right, you can sit right down there like 10 feet.
In the morning, by the time I hit 50 or Hall Road and getting off 53, if I make the light after the first, you know, turning on the eastbound, if I hit those lights, I can get to my office in, I think, 8 minutes. So it's completely reasonable. It's, like I said, it's getting off on the 59 from 53 is where it's just a bottleneck, and I don't know why. There was one day where they had cones out, and, like, the bridge on 53, I think, was closed. What they were working on last year never finished. But I haven't seen cones since, so I don't know what people are doing. They're all getting off at 53 for some reason. Yeah, I mean, I just left my office, what, 5:55-ish, and I'm already getting on 53, so it's manageable. I don't mind it.
I am at South John R, so I said, I don't like having, you know, hitting 53 eastbound, because everybody, they speed up and then they fly, and then as soon as they get to the Van Dyke, it goes down to 45, and they're off slamming on the brake.
Where'd you say you're at and that does that?
Pontiac, but on I-53 M59 Hall Road, coming out of Pontiac at 70 miles an hour. When you hit Moundish, eastbound, it goes to 55. And then you're supposed to slow down, and as soon as it comes onto the regular road for Hall Road, it's 45. And so people are slamming on the brakes, and it's bumper to bumper. You're going from three or four lanes of traffic down, you know, down to think three.
Yeah, I can't stand those speed traps. It's like the one at 30 in Van Dyke where some people are like, okay, I'll slow down to 60, and other people are like, I'm still going to do 80 through here, and you never know what's going to happen if people are going to pull out off 30 mile to gamble every time I drive through there. I was just thinking the same thing. I'm hungry and I'm not going to be able to eat until, like, I don't even know when this thing ends. 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, hopefully 8 o'clock.
Yeah, this usually goes also for a couple hours. And, of course, I got a 45-minute, you know, trek. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
I might hit A&W on the way home. Papa burger, and they put jalapenos on it, and some kind of sauce, and it's the best fast food burger I've ever had.
Sounds tasty, but I can't eat the jalapenos.
Well, if you can't eat jalapenos, don't get that burger, because they put a ton on it.
I don't mind them. They kind of, you know, I mean, so many of them, you know, it's fine. But my body says, oh, what are you trying to do to me?
I'm the same way. My mouth doesn't mind the spice. It's the consequences of an hour later when it's digesting in my stomach, and I'm like, oh, man, that doesn't feel good.
It's your body's way of reminding you that you're not the young buck from Wabasha anymore. I lost you on that one.
Drop out over there too pretty bad. I have to go with my 2x4. I'm not getting out too good. It's just the terrain.
guy's license plate is Birds 2C.
Okay, bird watcher.
I'd wager. You said, I think you said Dairy Queen, and now I'm kind of distracted by that too, but I'm not going to pass any that are convenient, given my 30-minute window of getting home, showering, changing, and making it to the thing I need to get to.
Now, I got a license plate here. It's Delta Alpha, Mike Mike Delta, November 1. So it's either Dan Van or Command 1.
It is amazing how many vanity plates you see. I didn't think that was a thing, and then it seems like every time I'm on the road now, I see a handful anywhere I'm going. Every now and again, I get one that I go, oh, that's actually really clever. But then most of the time, like, yeah, it's like, what does that mean? Like, oh, I saw one. I got, I can't remember. It was like, leave it to Weaver Home Inspection. So it was literally that in an acronym.
That would be like, lit away high.
Where you at? That last one was a little rough.
I dropped down to 25. I forgot I was on a high. And, into Warren. Might have to kick it up again.
I think once you get a new antenna, you're going to be blown away by how different it's going to be.
Oh, I'm sure. That's my next adventure. I mean, prices a lot of stuff like that. About $100 altogether without taxes and shipping, I think, with the base and the spring and the animal.
Yeah, that's not terrible. I think, the 2x4, I think, is $70 by itself. I don't know that I would run a spring. You're gonna have to retune the antenna, so keep that in mind.
Well, I can always do is don't they have one that folds down that you kind of like lift it up and fold it down? I mean, if I have to just screw it, it looks, why can't I go to a car wash, so blah, 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 but if I gotta go to a garage, I'm like, I'm gonna park the garage, I don't need to leave this friend.
The 2x4 itself folds. It's at the base, the bottom section. If you pull up, it's got a little hinge in it that it'll fold. It's spring loaded. So that's the only concern I have with it. If you do it too much, you might break the spring. But I feel like that's a rarity, and they would probably warranty it for you. I'd also be concerned that if you spring load that thing and you pull into the garage, when you go to back out, what's going to happen to the antenna? Is it going to impale itself and then bend and break, or is it going to ride out and then spring back up? Because I don't think that spring's that springy to where it's going to fold over.
Yeah, that's not like it's doing any high rate of speed. You know, sometimes you need to get out of the way.
And 8 dBF, I got most of that. What is that, a dead cat? Yep. Mine's been just as it comes erect on the bed rail, and that's how it was on my old work car too. I had it lip mounted, and it held up for many, many miles, and it's been fine, but, it's also not hitting stuff, other than if I pull into our basement at work, I have to fold it. Not because I'm worried about the antenna, but because we have all those little mercury vials and the overhead sprinklers, I'm terrified of smacking one of those and making everything wet.
Yeah, you want to shows you the back one. He just dropped the whole system. And it's not hard to figure out what it is in there. But yeah, it has a little certain temperature melting point or boiling point. So when one goes on, it pops that one in, and that's it. You'll drain the whole system. And that water in there is not GTKJO.
Right, so I avoid that. But, yeah, I think, I don't know. I guess it depends on where you got to fit that thing. Worst case scenario, which is a huge pain in the butt, is you got to fold it every time you get out of the car or go to park somewhere. You got to get out of the car, you got to fold it. The plus side is I think your car is low enough that you'll still fit under most things where even if you do hit, the very tip will hit. And it's got enough play in it, but I wouldn't be smacking the lower two-thirds on anything.
Yeah, I probably won't take any chances. Like I said, I don't park the thing under any vents or roof or garage doors or anything like that. You know, at home, it's just outside. And then if I go to any account, I'm usually parked in a commercial parking area or a parking lot. It's rare, even extremely rare, that I park in a deck.
Put it right on top and embrace the roller skate.
Well, I've been doing an L bracket. I can mount it on the side of the ladder rack up on the front. I can't mount it on top because there's a bumper up there, but on the side it's pretty straight. Put a couple thumb tappers in there and get it nice and tight. And then have the minimal mount right there and just screw it in there, tighten it all down, and then just feed it into the side of the window.
You go on Amazon, Fire Stick makes a CB mount that is for a mirror. I saw it when I was looking for the hand stick mount I put in my bed. They make it for a mirror. It's got the clamp if you've got a ladder rack or something up there. And you can just take out the 3/8, whatever the hell, I forgot what it is, for like hand sticks and CB antennas. Take that out, bore out the hole a little bit more for your NMO, and you could probably get away with that too. They're like $11.
You see my ladder rack, like 3 inches high, I think something like that, so what does you wrap around there, I'll have to use one, and it's all flat. I don't have one up there, because then you got the tree.
And how did you say you're going into the car? You're going through the window?
I feed it along the top seal of the door, my passenger door. I feed it in there so it stays all the way of getting crushed, and then I go to where the right where it meets the A-pillar, and there's like a nice big space in there, and I fold it around there. That way it's out of the way.
Okay, that's how I used to do my mag mount before I did the bed pocket mount that I finally got around to doing. So yeah, you got to figure it out then. The only thing you got to do is figure out how you want to attach it to the ladder rack.
100%. Yeah, so if it's something like doing warmer weather, I am not going to have to mess with
you. I was just looking to the northwest going, man, it looks like more rain, and I'm so sick of it. I mean, warm weather would be nice, but I just want a dry period of time. It's literally, it seems like 4 days a week it's raining for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's almost June, and it's 58 degrees outside and rainy. But I'll be right back there before I'm going to be done. Thank you.
NADVF standing by. Fast food is not so fast anymore.
Yeah, I think this is going to go to Chick-fil-A to take vacation.
got too in depth with the menu. Too many things they got to have made, so if they make all in one place, I agree. I think they should have burgers, french fries, shakes. That's it. Maybe a chicken sandwich.
That's okay. Two burgers, fries, and a spicy orange. Don't want to have a shake at this time of day.
Driving by Mickey D's right now, and then I'm going to drive by an A&W, so I'm hoping on the way home I will grab something. I don't know, maybe my wife made some food. But I'm making the final stretch here to my road, so I'm going to clear out, and maybe I'll catch you later, depending on what time we're commuting. So have fun at your meeting, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Clear for yours, NACDF.
Alright, drive safe, get some food, enjoy your little one's graduation, and only have this one. Then I can see you, can you?
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees.
W8RCY from W8FU. W8RCY will be responding. Go ahead. Well, have you had time to go through it? Absolutely. And everything's there. I've read on the cold plug sheet, so it's all good. I put it back in the charger for the night. I'll play with it more tomorrow. The only thing I got to do is the scan list. Did the scan list differently with something, but that's just a minor. Put it back around. But, that's just a couple clicks. But no, all good. Looks good. Yeah, I'm beyond tickled pink and happy. Roger, yeah, I looked at it briefly, but I didn't really know what was in it before, so no frame of reference. And so very good. And I could only remember the unlock code once. I remembered it the first time I tried it, and then every time after that, I kept hitting something else. I'll tell you, you know, later what I was hitting then, but... And I just couldn't, it's like, what the hell was it? So, it's like, I got to look at it once, and then I promptly forgot how to get in.
Yeah, thankfully it didn't get accidentally, still be sitting here going like, what the heck is it? You know? It's a simple four-digit number that I use, you know, occasionally, and, you know, almost like your data first kind of a thing, but no. I'm very happy. Matter of fact, right now I'm looking up All-Star that we talked about. Is this an app or is this a website?
The website, you go to AllStarLink, all one word, AllStarLink.org. And you sign up for an account. That's the first step. And then
Once you've done that, then the next step is you create a server. That's pretty easy. You just give it your call sign and then answer the questions, you know, pretty much. If there's any questions at all, just get a hold of me. But and then once you've created a server, you can go ahead and request a node. Next goal. And they'll assign a node to the server that you create. I know they're big words, but it's really no big deal. And then once they give you that node, you know, then you'll have everything you need to move forward with Volstar.
Volstarlink.org, and then give you a node. Well, they're not going to give me a node. They're going to give me, what, a node number?
Well, right. They're not going to give you hardware, but they will give you, yes, virtually they'll give you a node. All right, I'm going to have to drive through. I got to go. I'll be right back. He asked me if I wanted to round up, and I said no, and they still did it.
Yeah, I don't like when they're donating, but when you do it automatically, and you know you ask them, you say no, and they still do it, yeah. That kind of frustrates them. That really does do why.
I'll donate the causes I pick, and I seek, and I decide. Don't do ones that come to my door, or call me on the phone, or hit me up at the checkout at Taco Bell. I don't give a crap whether I have the time to research it. And I'm not going to, and I don't know if I even support it.
Okay. Allstar.org does not work. I tried it. One word, two words, nothing. It gives me a menu of Allstar stuff that doesn't pertain to anything that has to do with radio communication.
All right, so let's do it again. Allstarlink.org. All one word, Allstarlink.
So, the operator is the missing link. Okay. I am so messed up with this.
Got a lot of green on your screen?
I got a lot of green. I got something that says, welcome to All-Star Link, and at the bottom, they want me to donate. I haven't even signed up yet.
If you're seeing a lot of green, you're in the right place. Yeah, just sign up. And just nothing fancy. Just give them your name, your call, your email address, all that stuff, and you'll have an account. Don't forget your password. And then we'll have you create a server. It's pretty simple. The server name will just be your call. Everything else should be fairly self-explanatory and doesn't really matter that much. Just how things show up. The big thing is you create a server with your call sign.
Well, before I do any signing up, I'm going to read through this whole thing so I have an understanding so I'm going through it. Make another mistake, and the operator's in the box. Because the operator's in the box. And we'll go on from there. But I'll look at it tonight, and if I can fully understand it, I'll knock it out tonight. If not, I'll do it tomorrow morning after I have coffee in me and other things. So, all right, I'm in. That's the most important thing. And for all your help, assistance, try to get a hold of Dr. Wally, but he's on another line. He said he'd call me back, and he hasn't yet to call me back, and I think he's at the ARPSC thing tonight. So, no big deal there. I just wanted to thank him one more time and everything. But, yeah, it's all good, and
Yeah. So, thanks again. I'll let you get home with the tacos, and have a good evening. W8RCY. All righty.
We'll catch you later. And if there's anything confusing, or if you're not sure of or something like that, we can sit down and do it, you know, one step at a time. So, but there's not much you can break. So, all right, have fun. Talk about it later. W8FU.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees.
This is KSATV monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.